At Penny and Leonard's apartment, Howard devours a plate of pasta.
Howie, slow down.
I can't. I'm not allowed to eat for 12 hours before my surgery. I only got 2 more minutes.
Leonard notices Raj gobbling down his food.
What surgery are you having?
I'm stress eating. My best friend's getting a vasectomy tomorrow.
You're sad you won't be able to bear his child?
Oh, my goodness.
If it's vasectomy gone wrong videos, he's seen them all, including the one of the guy who's sitting on what appears to be a cantaloupe, but is not.
And I'm done.
Howard puts down his plate.
They're going to start making Professor Proton's science show again.
I thought he passed away.
He did. He was cremated and his remains were put in a baking soda volcano.
Don't make jokes. He meant a lot to Sheldon.
Yeah, me too. I grew up watching his show. He's one of the reasons I became a scientist.
Oh, I thought you did it just to get girls.
Joke's on you. It worked. Have they found anyone to replace him?
No, not yet. And it won't be easy. Arthur Jeffries was an accomplished scientist.
Mm. You know who'd make a great Professor Proton? Meryl Streep.
She's not a scientist.
Then explain to me why she has chemistry with literally everyone.
It would be nice if they cast a woman.
Oh, God, you've already got Doctor Who and the Ghostbusters. Leave us something.
Who do you think it should be?
It should be a scientist I respect. No, someone with a pleasing voice and symmetrical facial features.
Is he talking about himself?
If he's talking, he's talking about himself.
I just know how much Professor Proton touched me as a child, and I feel that I owe it to him to try and touch as many children as possible.
Sheldon's friends exchange looks.
You should put that on your audition tape.
The universe gives way to a rapid series of historical images throughout time, ending on the gang in the apartment. The Big Bang Theory. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Read by Christopher Flowers. Created by Chuck Lorre and Bill Prady. Bernadette and Howard sit in a waiting room.
You doing okay?
No, I'm very nervous.
Sitting next to them, Raj jiggles his legs. A nurse helps a patient limp out of another room. Howard watches him, then gets up.
Where are you going?
Gift shop.
There is no gift shop. Sit down.
He sits.
This was your idea.
So was having sex, and look where that got us.
This isn't a big deal. Stop whining.
When you were in labor and I said that, you kicked me. Howard Wolowitz.
Bernadette and Howard kiss.
Want me to go with you?
No, I'll be fine.
Yeah, we got this.
Sit down.
Raj sits and Howard stands.
Wish me luck.
He walks off.
Other way, Buster.
He approaches a nurse. At home, Amy points a camera at Sheldon, who holds a mirror.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, almost. I'm working on my facial expressions. See, I've got interested. I've got very interested. Enraged.
He grimaces.
Why would you be enraged?
Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Okay.
Amy stands behind the camera.
And rolling.
Hello, I am theoretical physicist Dr. Sheldon Cooper, auditioning for the role of Professor Proton. Now, excuse me while I get into character.
Sheldon turns away, then faces the camera.
Hello, I'm Professor Proton. And today, boys and girls, we're going to have fun with science. Did you know you could calculate the mass of an electron using household items? It's true. All you'll need is a pencil, some paper, dry ice, rubbing alcohol, and a spool of 50 micron thick cobalt 60 wire. And remember, don't put it in your mouth, or instead of becoming a scientist, you'll become wildly radioactive.
Hang on, I have a question. Do you have any experiments that aren't life-threatening?
Come on. That was a perfect take and you ruined it.
He grimaces.
Oh, look, hey, I did need enraged.
In Howard and Bernadette's bedroom.
Ow, ow, ow.
Howard limps.
Really hurts, huh?
No, he's just saying, how can these prices be so low?
He gets into bed.
I It's gonna be okay. A day or two of rest and you'll be fine.
You know nothing about Jewish people.
Lights blink on the baby monitor.
Let me go check on her.
Bernadette leaves.
Okay, this is a bit awkward. It says here that I need to check the area for redness and swelling.
Raj reads a brochure.
You know what? It hurts so much. Go ahead.
At the apartment, a laptop shows Sheldon.
So you see, boys and girls, H, or helicity, is the natural variable to use relativistically and is defined as S dot P divided by the magnitude of P. So the next time someone on the playground tells you you can only use integral values for the matrix that determines the spin of the antiproton, you stop being friends with that kid because he's going nowhere.
On the couch, Sheldon nods at Leonard.
Until next week, this is Professor Proton saying 01000010011110011001. That's bye in ASCII binary. Or good binary.
Sheldon laughs as Amy closes the laptop. Leonard and Penny look unamused.
So, what do you think?
Well, I already told him that I loved it, but if you found it confusing or dangerous or, I don't know, 3 to 4 times too long, now's the time to share.
I don't know what to say. Leonard, do you know what to say?
Sheldon, I thought it looked like you were having so much fun.
Hey, that's what you used to tell me to say to Penny after one of her terrible plays.
Hey!
Well, what was wrong with it? You know, did you find it borderline psychotic? I mean, I like that about it, but you guys discuss.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you'd watch Professor Proton?
Of course.
Well, did he ever make you hate science and the people who do it?
What are you saying?
I just think it would be better if your contempt for children wasn't so much in the foreground.
You want me to lie?
It's not lying, it's acting. Sheldon Cooper may not like kids, but Professor Proton loves them.
Interesting. You know, I hadn't really thought of it that way. It's similar to how, you know, I'm afraid of dogs, but my D&D character likes dogs. You know? But he's allergic, so he can't be around them.
Why don't we have a dog?
Hey, you can always reshoot it.
I suppose. And, you know, maybe I could even get some tips from someone who's acted professionally.
Oh, Sheldon, obviously, I'd be happy to help you out.
I don't know what to say.
Now, Sheldon stands on Will Wheaton's porch.
Hey, Sheldon, what's up? I need an acting coach. Oh. Would you give me Patrick Stewart's number?
No.
Fine, I guess you can do it.
Sheldon goes inside at Bernadette and Howard's apartment.
Bernie!
Bernadette enters the bedroom.
Where did you get a bell?
App Store.
Howard shakes his phone.
Come on, let me see.
He gives it to her.
When you catch me, you can have it back.
You wanna lie down? Watch a movie?
I can. I got my 16-week checkup to get to, and then I'll pick up some Chinese for dinner. I'll take Howie with me.
You sure you're not overdoing it?
No, it's fine.
Great, then maybe instead of Chinese, fire up the grill and throw on a couple of steaks?
She slowly turns to Howard.
Kung Pao chicken, please.
In the apartment building hallway.
Oh, boy.
What?
They cast the new Professor Proton.
Is it Sheldon?
Not exactly.
Wheaton!
It's Will Wheaton.
Amy, Leonard, and Penny walk back downstairs. Leaves the bathroom and finds Bernadette in bed.
Hi.
Hey. How is the doctor?
Good, but I have some news.
Don't say twins, don't say twins, don't say twins, don't say twins.
It's not twins.
Oh, only because I would have loved them both.
The doctor said I was overdoing it, so she put me on bed rest just to be safe.
Oh, no.
Howard shuffles stiffly toward the bed. Bernadette watches sympathetically.
May not look like it, but I'm running to you.
He opens his arms. In bed, Sheldon sleeps next to Amy. In a dream, he sits on a log in a forest beside Arthur Jeffries, who wears long robes and a belt.
Hello, Arthur.
What part of rest in peace don't you understand?
I suppose you're here because you heard the news?
Sheldon, I'm a figment of your imagination. I don't hear news.
You're a grumpy figment. Look, they're remaking your show, and they cast Will Wheaton as Professor Proton. And the worst part is, he's not even a scientist.
No, the worst part is, I'm sitting on a moist log.
We have to stop this and protect your legacy.
What legacy? My last two seasons, I was on Sunday morning at 5:30. We were beat by Davy and Goliath.
I can't believe you don't care.
Believe it.
Well, I care a lot. And Will Wheaton will rue the day he ever met me.
I think that's true of most people.
At Bernadette and Howard's apartment, Penny knocks on the bedroom door.
Hi, guys. Want to check in and see how you two are doing?
We're okay.
Yeah, hanging out in bed with my wife, thawing out some frozen peas in my pants, living the dream. Oh, I'll get her.
I thought Raj was helping you out.
No, he had to work. Plus, he has a quota for the amount of Indian servant jokes he can tolerate, and apparently I filled it.
Well, hey, I can get the baby.
No, Howie's got it. He's fine, right, Howie?
Ever better.
Don't be silly. I'll take the rest of the day off and watch Howie for you.
Or we can call Stuart. I'm sure he could close up the store, hop on a bus, and be here in no time.
He does love the bus.
Okay, hang on. You guys not trust me to take care of your baby?
No. So I guess, no.
Wow.
It's not that we don't trust you. It's just, you don't seem like much of a baby person.
Hey, I can watch your stupid baby, okay? If she cries, I will pick her up. If she's hungry, I'll give her a bottle. And if she poops, I'll light some incense.
Would be a big help.
Okay, thank you.
Trust me, you guys have nothing to worry about. You know, back in Nebraska, I raised all our baby pigs right until the day they were slaughtered. So, unless your baby's made of breakfast meat, she's fine.
In the cafeteria.
Would you ever get a vasectomy?
In case you haven't noticed, Indians aren't too big on birth control. It's probably like a million more of us since we started this conversation.
Sheldon looks at his phone.
Ugh.
You okay?
No, all these comments online about Will, they're nothing but supportive and kind. Where's the mean, snarky internet that shows up every time I get a haircut?
You know that's us, right?
Well, luckily, I got the number of the company who's trying to reboot the show, so I need you all to call and register your displeasure.
Sheldon, no one's going to do that.
Not true. I know of three calls they've received already. A southern gentleman, a cockney chimney sweep, and Mr. T, who, spoiler alert, pities the fool who tries to reboot that show.
What about tiresome lunatic with a bad haircut? Is he called yet?
Come on. Look, how many times have we banded together to try to save a show that we loved? Let's shake things up and try to kill one.
Isn't the important thing that there's a show to get kids excited about science?
Who cares about kids and what they like? This is about me and something I liked when I was a kid.
What if the reboot is great?
That's even worse. If I like it, I'll feel like I'm being disloyal to Arthur. He was a mentor and a friend, and I won't toss him aside for some Hollywood pretty boy like Will Wheaton.
It's hard to argue with him.
Because he makes no sense? Yeah.
In bed, Bernadette uses a laptop.
That's actually kind of nice. You and me getting to spend a couple days in bed together.
Yeah, pretty soon we're going to have two crying babies in the house.
I'm glad my balls hurt. It's all their fault.
Well, let's just enjoy this quiet time while we still got it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really quiet. You think Penny's doing okay?
Penny? Everything all right?
Penny peeks her head around the door.
Hey, all good. Dipped her pacifier in a little bourbon. She conked right out.
You're joking.
Of course I'm joking. I don't share my bourbon.
Penny leaves.
She's joking.
Definitely. Probably.
At Will's house, Sheldon knocks on the door.
Will Wheaton? Will Wheaton? This is Sheldon, by the way.
Will comes out.
Hi, Sheldon.
Here, I found this pizza flyer in your fence.
Thank you.
Okay, now you owe me a favor. Turn down the role of Professor Proton.
I don't think so.
You can't be Professor Proton. You're not a scientist.
Well, I was never on a starship, but pretending I was bought me this house. And if I pretended a little longer, it would have a swimming pool.
Yeah, some things shouldn't be rebooted. Some things were perfect the way they were. Like the walled city of York, it was a delight. But New York? Bleh.
Did you ever consider that maybe Arthur would be happy to know that his show has outlived him?
I doubt it. He was kind of a mean old crank.
Sheldon, I promise that I will work my hardest to make this show great so that a whole new generation of kids will grow up and they will be able to say that Professor Proton was the reason they got into science.
Wow. That was very persuasive.
Thanks.
But I won't be seduced by your acting skills nor your movie star charisma. Well, there's only one Professor Proton, and he had neither of those things. I'll give you one more chance to bow out.
Or what?
When we first met, we were enemies. But we worked through that, and we became friends. Do you really want to go back?
Honestly, it doesn't feel very different.
Will goes in and shuts the door.
Yeah, I'm not leaving!
All right, I'm gonna sick my dog on you.
You don't have a dog.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I can't tell if you're lying. You're such a good actor.
In Bernadette and Howard's kitchen, Amy finds Penny.
Hey, how you doing?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came by, you know, see if you need any help.
Howard and Bernadette asked you to check up on me.
That is not entirely true. So did Leonard and everybody.
How irresponsible do you all think I am?
We don't think you're irresponsible. We think you're fun-loving.
That is just a nice word for irresponsible.
You might be more on the ball than we thought.
In bed, Howard reads and Bernadette uses her laptop.
I'm getting a little hungry.
Want me to get it this time?
Oh, that'd be great.
She shakes the phone.
This is fun.
And now you also get to see an annoyed blonde walk into the room.
Penny enters.
What?
He does a little snack.
You sure you don't want your spy to do it?
What are you talking about?
You really don't trust me? You had to have Amy stop by?
I trust you.
Yeah, you were a terrible waitress, and we still asked you to get us a snack.
Excuse me while I go take care of your baby, then I'll bring you your snack, and you can insult me some more.
She leaves.
I don't know about you, but I am not eating whatever she brings us.
Mommy and Daddy say they trust me, but they're full of the same stuff your diaper is.
Now I feel bad.
Well, she never really liked me. It's kind of nice she hates you now, too.
But I'm here for you, and I would never let anything happen to you because your Auntie Penny loves you so much.
Mama!
Bernadette stares wide-eyed. Howard looks at her.
Is that her first word?
Mama. No, baby, I'm not your mama. Your mama's a nice lady we're gonna go see right now so I can rub this in her face. Do you hear that, sucker? She called me mama.
In bed, Sheldon sleeps next to Amy. In a dream, he sits on the log beside Arthur, who still wears long robes and a belt. Sheldon turns and notices him.
Hello, Arthur.
You know, we could also meet in a deli.
I'm sorry to say that I failed you. I tried to stop Will Wheaton being Professor Proton, but I couldn't.
See, now that's the kind of thing you could tell a fella over a pastrami sandwich.
Well, don't worry. He's now on my enemies list forever. He's totally cut off.
Interesting. Can anyone sign up for that list?
Sheldon looks at Arthur, who shrugs. Executive producer Chuck Lorre.